Welcome to Season 11 of Retrain Your Brain with me, Chartered Psychologist Dr. Audrey Tang. As usual, it's about 10 minutes on my couch to reframe life's little questions. In this last episode of this season, I thought I would look at ways of getting New Year off to a really positive start. And the first tip is, don't make resolutions. If you're anything like me, I know that if I set down really rigid rules, I start feeling a bit rebellious and then I start finding ways to cheat those very rules that I've actually set down. So I find a guidance system, a sort of North Star approach, seems to work better for me. I need to know my overall goal. I need to know how I'm going to get there. But from that point onwards, I then focus on the little choices and trying to move in the right direction. So what I mean by that is if I find myself in the midst of a decision for a positive choice or perhaps a slightly more negative one, I ask myself, is what I'm about to do going to move me towards my ideal goal or situation or resolution or away from it? Tip number two, I schedule in me time for myself. If you look after yourself, you have more energy, more time, more kindness even for other people. So timetable yourself in every single day. Make a commitment to yourself as important as making a commitment to other people. And then choose to use that time how you wish. You might want to meditate, you might want to take a class or read or just have a cup of tea. But what it will do is it will help you clear some headspace, which means that when you do release the pause button, you'll feel a lot more refreshed and a lot more able to do whatever it is you need to do, usually for others. Tip number three, yes, of course, focus on what you want, but appreciate what you've got. It's really important to recognize that what you've got right now was at some point likely to have been a resolution, likely at some point to have been something you wanted to achieve. So take a moment to recognize that and give yourself credit for attaining those particular things. Give yourself and give them the value they deserve. Tip number four, make things convenient for yourself. And this is about knowing what you're like. I know if I need to prep things. So for example, if I need to prepare my gym kit and then get in the car and then drive a long way and then go to the gym, I'm less likely to do it. So the way I start with building up a fitness routine is to start with things like YouTube videos, things that I can do at home. And then when I really like it, I want to level up a bit, getting into the car, getting myself prepped isn't quite so bad. So start by making things convenient for you. Tip number five, stack your resolutions. If you want to spend time with your family and get fitter, for example, you might want to go on walks together. You might wish to learn to cook healthily together. As long as it's safe and appropriate, these are sometimes things that you can do with each other. You may also then wish to choose to spend time for yourself as well, and that's absolutely fine. But stacking the resolution in the first place or stacking the goal in the first place, that can really help get on top of things. And once you form that positive habit, it's easier to continue it. Tip number six is a slightly off-kilter one, and that is know when to stop or know when to pause or know when to pivot. In other words, give yourself permission to realign. I know it sounds like it goes against goal setting, but sometimes if something is really not working for you, or it's no longer of value to you, or it's costing you too much in time and energy and financially, it is okay to take a moment to pause, to perhaps pivot your direction, or give yourself permission to stop. That's all right, because if you give yourself permission to stop one thing, you might find something else which is just as beneficial that you're happier with. Tip number seven, if you're taking up a hobby again, challenge your adult perception that you need to do it right first time. Yes, of course, remember, it was often easier to learn things as children, but that's because we had fewer responsibilities. All we needed to do, for example, as children was go to school and then learn to play the piano or learn to play badminton or whatever that hobby was. So consider how you're doing in the context of today and be proud of that. And also don't let the fear of not being very good put you off. You might wish to consider, if you're learning something new, doing it on your own or doing it where no one knows you, because then you don't have that extra pressure. And when I say taking up a new hobby on your own, do consider who you do hobbies with. A lot of people say you're more likely to continue with something if you do it with other people. But sometimes I can find this actually is off-putting. So for example, park run, I enjoy doing that, but the way I run, I don't like chatting to people. And if I do this with friends who want to chat, I really don't get a lot out of the park run. So be aware of what works for you and make those choices accordingly. It sounds very much that it's all about choice. Perhaps that's something that could be a guiding light this year. Tip number 8 is to future plan. So don't just think about right now. I want it right now. Think about how you want to feel at the end of the year. Think about what is going to stand you in good stead 2 or 3 years down the line. So just as an example, I know I want to get a little bit fitter and manage my weight, partly because diabetes runs in my family, and that's a future plan. It's preventative to try and avoid having to go through what both my parents, what my mum went through, and what my dad's going through right now, because it is difficult. Another thing you need to just be aware of, and it doesn't hurt to be aware of this, is a bit of a psychological equation. And that is motivation can be seen as E plus V minus C, where E stands for efficacy. In other words, whatever it is we're doing, we know it works for us. V is the value of the outcome. And C is the cost of doing whatever it is you're doing. So let's take an example. If you want to learn a new skill, and efficacy wise, you know that practicing a number of videos, watching it, you know that works for you. That's great. So you then add that to the value of the outcome of having that skill. Maybe you're going to perform at a friend's wedding, or you're going to give an exhibition, or you're changing careers. So efficacy, you know it works, and the value of the outcome is really high. When you then add the cost into the mix, or subtract the cost from it, you might think about things like, oh, it takes up time, it takes up cost. But if efficacy and value is still higher than the cost, you're still more likely to keep on doing it. The problem comes when efficacy and value sink below the cost. Now, at that point, you've got 3 things that you can do. You can actually attack the efficacy. You can decide, is this going to work for me, and is something else going to work better? Try it that way. You might wish to reassess the value. And if you find that the value is, in fact, lower than it was when you started, you may want to consider stopping. Don't forget, it is okay to stop and find a different path to achieve the ultimate goal that you were seeking. Or you can find ways of minimizing the cost of it. Remember things like stacking your goals, or perhaps scheduling time to do that particular thing. So being aware of not only the fact you have choice in what you do, and in a very crude way, psychologically, how motivation tends to work. You've got ways of not only choosing what you want, but also continuing with it and maintaining that progress. And I'm going to end today's episode with a little exercise, which I hope will really set you up for 2022. And it's something that I found really worked for me last year. And that is doing a monthly check-in. It consists of 4 different components. What am I going to continue doing? So what am I going to maintain? What am I going to do more of? What am I going to do less of? And what do I want to start? And to give you a little insight into mine, what I'm going to continue with into next month is I'm going to continue scheduling time in for me. And that includes time for exercising and time to check in on my dad. What I'm going to do more of is I'm going to continue and build on actively choosing what I do and don't want to do by always being aware of the value of that thing. I'm going to try and reduce my amount of mindlessly doing things, but do more of actively, consciously making choices. I'm going to do less of doom scrolling. I get a little bit caught up on social media. I go on there to promote and market my brand, but I sometimes get caught in the loop of doom scrolling. So I'm going to do less of that. I'm just going to go on and do my brand work. And what am I going to start? Well, I'm going to get more adventurous with what I try. And one thing is open water swimming. A very good friend of mine does this and he absolutely swears by it. Now, I'm not really a swimmer, especially in the UK. I love doing it when I'm abroad, especially in Malaysia when I visit friends and family. But it's something that I'm curious about. I know about the anti-inflammatory properties of cold water, and I do think it's something that's going to improve my health. But I'm going to use all of the tips that I gave you at the start of this podcast. I'm going to make it convenient for me. I know where I'm going to go. I know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to stack it. So I might encourage my husband to try it with me. I know he's going to be better than me, so he's going to inspire me. Or alternatively, I might stack it by perhaps running to the location and maybe getting my husband to pick me up afterwards. So those are some of the things I'm going to do. All the very best with whatever it is you're choosing. And I wish you a happy and healthy 2022. And that's all we have time for. But for more, do check out my website, www.draudreyt.com, which has links to my YouTube channel where I've got loads of practical tips. Or join me on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. on NLive Radio for the Wellbeing Lounge, where I talk to tons of amazing guests on everything to do with mental health and fitness. That's www.nliveradio.com.